Here I'm going to present our data about the functional roles of USB2 in the control of circadian clock. Circadian clock actually can regulate the reproduction, and mice with the clock gene BMO1 knockdown, they are infertile. And the two basic features of the circadian clock is that it has a 24-hour rhythm, and you can entrain it to the light stimulation. And the functional output of the circadian clock is induced the expression of the E-box containing gene, including the USB2, with a 24-hour rhythmicity. And the core of the circadian clock is the negative feedback loop, where the repressor purr and cry, both are induced by the BMO clock heterodimer, can dimerize and translocate in the nuclear, where you repress the activity of the BMO and clock heterodimer. The expression of the purr is also under regulation from a signal from the light stimulation. And the ubiquitination also regulates the stability of the purr and the cry. We are working on the ubiquitin system and are interested to know the possible functional role of the ubiquitin system involved in the regulation of a circadian clock. So our lab originally identified and cloned the rat USB2, which has two isoforms. And the USB2 is the only known ubiquitinating enzyme that is rhythmically expressed in the most suprachiasmatic nuclei, which govern the circadian physiology, and also in the peripheral tissue. So we speculated that the USB2 may play an important role in the control of the circadian clock. So to address this hypothesis, we generate a USB2 knockout mice by deleting the three exons of the USB2 gene, including the exon 3, which encodes the cysteine residue that is required for the catalytic activity of the USB2. And the genotype was further confirmed by RT-PCR and the Western blot. This mice then was used to study the effect of the USB2 knockout on the circadian clock activity, specifically on the two basic features of the circadian clock. So first we determine the endogenous rhythm period of the mice with a wheel running study. In this study, the mice was further exposed to the 12-hour light and 12-hour dark cycle, followed by constant darkness. And then every day, the well-running activity of each mice was recorded and plotted to the so-called actogram in a pattern like day one information, day two, day three, and so on. And once a mice has established a stable onset of activity phase in the constant darkness, the free running period that reflects the function of a circadian clock can be determined. This is an actogram from our knockout mice. What we found in the knockout mice is that the total activity is higher when we compare it with white type mice. And in our knockout mice, the free running period is also significantly increased, about 16 minutes in average. Then we want to determine the entrainment property of this mice by the jet lag experiment. In this study, the mice was first exposed to the 12-hour light and 12-hour dark cycle, and then the photo period was first delayed for 6 hours, and later on advanced for 6 hours, and the activity information of the mice was analyzed. As shown here, usually the white-type mice will take about 7 days to reset its activity phase in response to the photo period delay, and about 2 days to the photo period advance. To our interesting, our knockout mice only take about 2 days for the response to the photo period delay, and about 8 days to respond to the photo period advance. Another way to assess the entrained property is to determine the phase shift response to light pulse. In this study, the short period of light pulse was applied to the subjective day. in the early night or in the late night, and normally mice will respond to the light pulse with non, in the next day with non-phase shift or phase delayed or phase advanced respectively. Or white might be responded to the light stimulation normally, and however, or knockout might respond to the early night light stimulation with a significantly increased the late phase delay, but less phase advance to the late night light pulse. So from this animal study, the data indicated that the USB2 is required for the proper function of the circadian clock. And what is the underlying molecular mechanism? It has been established that the light induced defined expression pattern of proton in the SCN, and the phase-shifting effects of light correlate with the induced expression pattern of in the early to the early night or late night light pulse. So result we found in our knockout mice suggested maybe the proton function is not proton cannot function properly in the circadian clock. So proton maybe is the target of USB2. Then we ask whether proton can really interact with the USB2. As shown in this IP experiment, proton actually can bind and put on the USB2A and 2B, 2 isoform. And then we ask whether proton really can be ubiquitinated in vivo. And the answer is yes, as shown in this HIS proton experiment. As shown here, when the HIS HA tag ubiquitin, which was detected with anti-HA antibody, can be found to be incorporated into the HIS tag proton, which was put on by the nickel bead under denature condition. Does USB2 regulate the ubiquitination of proton? And then in this experiment, we show when co-express the USB2 with the proton, USB2 almost completely removed the ubiquitination of proton. However, we didn't see the accumulation of proton in this experiment. So that suggested maybe the ubiquitination of proton regulates the proton function rather than target the proton for degradation. Indeed, in our lysine linkage mapping study, which I don't have time to show here, we found that there is only limited K40A linkage are present in the ubiquitinated proton. Then, because the proton translocated into nuclear and repressed the circadian clock, we want to know which part of a proton, the ubiquitinated or non-ubiquitinated proton, can be translocated into the nuclear. As shown in this cellular fractionation experiment, we found that the ubiquitinated proton is excluded from the nuclear, and the only non-ubiquitinated proton can translocate into the nuclear. So, because the USB2 can regulate the ubiquitination of proton, we can conceive without the USB2, in the case of a USB2 knockout, we can, in the cell, it should be have. We should can see increase the level of ubiquitinated proton, and there will have less non-ubiquitinated proton can translocate into nuclear to inhibit the circadian clock. To address this speculation, we use the mouse cell, which was isolated from the wild-type and the knockout embryo. And in this study, the mouse cell was a serious shock to demonstrate the catalytic activity, and then the clock protein expression level was determined. As shown, as expected, in a USB2 knockout mouse cell, we can see the ubiquitinated proton is indeed increased when compared with the wild-type mouse cell. And then we determine the expression level of the two gene, clock gene. One is for PER2, another one is river alpha, one from the negative loop of the circadian clock, and then another one from the positive loop of the circadian clock. And the expression level, as shown, is here. In the knockout mouse cell, both of these genes is increased expressed. So this indicated that the both of the genes are under the control of the PMOL and the clock heterodimer. So there's a less inhibition signal from the PRO1 specifically. So, okay, our conclusion from this result, we get a conclusion is that, taken together, the rhythmically expressed USB2 appeared to function as an integral component of the molecular clock by regulating the ubiquitination of PRO1. Okay, I would like to thank our lab member and the collaborator for the animal study and the characterization. Thank you for your attention.
Questions for Yao Ming?
So you mentioned that there are, I'm Tamara from Oncology at McGill. You mentioned that it seems that PRO1 is ubiquitinated at non-conventional lysine residues. Yes. So is there any evidence that USP2 is able to de-ubiquitinate those non-conventional lysines? Or is it lysine 48 specific? Or what do you know about its catalytic activity and lysine specificity?
Actually, for the lysine linkage, what do we find? So far, I think is in the ubiquitinated PRO1, they have a much more complicated lysine ubiquitination because we found there's a presenter, for example, K6, K27, K29, but the K48 is limited. Yeah, because I understand what you mean. But the USP2 seems to be, because we determine the half-life of the PRO1 and the USP2. Actually, USP2 half-life is much shorter than compared to PRO1. So what we think is maybe the USP2 in the specific time just regulate the PRO1 and the deubiquinated the PRO1, and then the PRO1 can translocate into the nuclear and play its role. So I think the function of the USB2 maybe is an integrated component of the circadian clock. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.